Prime Minister Narendra Modi had talks with the Australian Chancellor Carl Niehammer in Vienna and discussed various dimensions of the bilateral relations. These include trade and investment, science and technology, green energy, AI, startups, environment and climate change, cultural cooperation and people-to-people ties. In a press statement after the meeting, Mr. Modi said they discussed the biggest challenges humanity is facing right now, including climate change and terrorism. Mr. Modi said they also discussed in detail all the ongoing conflicts in the world, including situation in Ukraine and West Asia. The Prime Minister reiterated that this is not the time for war. The Austrian Chancellor Karl Niehammer said it is impressive to look at India's success when it comes to infrastructure, digitalization in society and developing infrastructure at enormous pace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists tomorrow in New Delhi. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming Union Budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting along with Vice Chairman Suman Berry and other members of the Niti Aayog. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today chaired a review meeting with senior officials of his ministry to assess the preparedness to check the spread of dengue in the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said the ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. He informed that the ministry will launch a round-the-clock dengue helpline and has asked the states to launch such helpline as well in the next 4 to 5 days. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled the trophies of the Durand Cup Tournament 2024 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The trophies unveiled include the Durand Cup, the President's Cup and Shimla Trophy. On the occasion, the President said that football is one of the most popular sports in the world. President Murmu added that when professional footballers play in front of thousands of fans, the excitement of the players and spectators increases manifold. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said that India is poised to become the third largest economy of the world in the next 3 to 4 years. Speaking on National Committee Executive Meeting of FICCI, Mr. Goyal said that government is committed to making India a manufacturing hub, bringing the country into global value chain and creating more capacity centres. In Uttarakhand, the Badrinath Yatra is disrupted for the second day today. Our correspondent has reported that the Badrinath National Highway is blocked at two places in Chamoli district. Telecom equipment manufacturing sales have crossed the 50,000 crore rupees milestone under the production-linked incentive scheme. According to the Ministry of Communications, the scheme has attracted an investment of 3,400 crore rupees during 3 years of the scheme, touching exports of 10,500 crore rupees. The scheme has generated more than 17,800 direct and indirect jobs. Indian parachuters Rubina Francis and Swaroop Unhalkar today secured quota for Paris Paralympics under bipartite rule. The Paralympic Committee of India had applied for 2 bipartite wildcard spots for Rubina in women's 10-meter air pistol SH1, who has a world ranking of number 2, and Unhalkar in men's 10-meter air rifle SH1. Rubina, a gold medalist in the Hangzhou Asian Games last year, and Unhalkar have been consistent performers in international events, prompted PCI to apply for bipartite spot. In cricket, Indian men's team defeated Zimbabwe by 23 runs in 30-20 match in Harare. With this win, India have taken a 2-1 lead in the 5-match series. Earlier, electing to bat first, India scored 182 for 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Shubman Gill scored highest 66 runs in 49 balls. In reply, Zimbabwe managed to score only 159 for 6 wickets in 20 overs. For India, Washington Sundar clinched 3 wickets, Avesh Khan bagged 2 wickets and Khalil Ahmed took 1 wicket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.